Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode from the Lions Cove Podcast. I'm your host, Marcelo, and welcome back to a brand new episode. Should be a good one. I'm very excited. Special guest, Kendall. Kendall,
hello.
Thanks for joining the podcast today.
Thank you for asking me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, so Kendall, I've known Kendall since, I think, sophomore year. We took a few classes together, and ever since then, she's always showed love to the podcast, and I was like, hey, listen, I would love to have you on. And found a date time, and it all worked out. So
yeah,
I'm very glad. And also to make sure you follow, leave a like, comment. Also as well, I just realized on Spotify there's like a rating system or something like that. So if you are watching this, please leave a rating on there because I just like want feedback to see like how everything's going. So if you mind leaving feedback, that would be great. Also, keep in mind to follow, share with family and friends. I always do that towards the end, but I feel like I should do that towards the front now.
Yeah.
But, so that'll do it. But to give Kendall a proper intro, so Kendall plays softball here at John Carroll. She plays in the outfield. So first, we'll start off with the awards and honors. In 2023, she was academic all OAC. In 2022, she played in 30 games, starting 24. In 2023, she started 31 games, batted .265, and had 22 hits, which was third on the team. And then looking at the 2024 season, started in 33 games, finished with a batting average of .346, which is crazy. A lot of MLB players, you know, hit between like the 100s and 200s, so that's like insane. And then she ended with a .462 slugging percentage and a .400 on base percentage, which is incredible, and led the team with eight doubles, tailored 4 hits and 3 RBIs in a game as well, and went 8-for-14 in her last 3 games from May 1st to May 3rd. So Kendall, great softball player, and thank you for hopping on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So when did you first start playing softball, and what got you first interested in the sport?
Yeah, so I first started playing when I was like 13-ish, okay. And my whole life before that, I was a gymnast. So, like, my mom got me into gymnastics. And so I was, like, just, like, an athlete overall from that. And then my sister did it with me, too. She's 3 years younger than me. She started playing softball. And I was like, hey, like, this kind of looks kind of fun. So I was like, let me try. So I first played slow pitch softball, which is a bit different from fast pitch.
Okay.
A lot of different roles there. The pitching's completely different. So I started out there. And then in seventh grade, that's kind of where, like, everyone chooses a sport and they have a bunch of different teams. They didn't have a slow pitch team. So that summer, like right before seventh grade, I was like, I got to switch over. Okay. And so a couple of my buddies played fast pitch and they're like, yeah, come on over. So I was like, okay, cool. So I was able to quickly pick up on it. And so I really started playing fast pitch, I'd say seventh grade. So I was like, what, 14 maybe?
All right. Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, like with softball, the one thing that's always interesting is how they like pitch. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like, I mean, were you ever a pitcher or did you always play in the outfield?
No. I give so much props to our pitchers. They are amazing. Like, I can never do what they do with the time, the effort, just like all the mechanics they have to do. It's so much. And like, it's kind of very similar to baseball with like the time and effort and just kind of the different pitches they have to throw. But no, I was never a pitcher and I never wanted to be. So I actually came to John Carroll as like a utility player.
Okay.
So I've played middle infield, third base, and then all outfield. So it wasn't until like maybe my freshman year that I was just like, let's go to outfield. So
wow, yeah. Wow. So like you kind of played everything, just like
growing
up, and then finally you're like, all right, yeah, this is like the one position that I'll probably stick with.
Oh yeah, no, now I like can never go back to the middle infield. I was like, no way. Like I am so like I am petrified of like just like the infield. Like props to them too. Like I could never like. That it's way too close for me.
Yeah, I mean,
I like having a bit of a tie between like when the balls hit and when it comes to me. So like, you know.
Right. So, who are your biggest influences growing up, both in and out of softball?
Yeah. So I'll start with out of softball. So my parents' biggest influences in my life. So they're always very supportive. Got me everything I really needed to play at like such a high level. I went to North Allegheny, which is in Pittsburgh, and so. To even like be on, to even make the cut, basically, you have to be like, you have to be on a travel ball team. You have to put in the extra effort. Like, so my parents, I'm very grateful for them. Like, they have put in the time and the money. And I've been to like several trainers, like speed specialists, hitting specialists, like it, like you name it. Like, I don't know. Everything goes to them. And they, my mom, especially, like, she has such a hard work ethic. And so, kind of like I kind of resemble her with like my personality and things, so I'd say she is my biggest like influence, like just like in how to live and how to just be a great person overall. My dad too. My dad has his own business, and so like he works very hard like day to day on everything that he does, and he actually took me to most of my practices. My mom was with my sister, so I spent most of my time with my dad, but just parents overall, they're amazing. So
wow, awesome. Yeah. So going back to like the travel softball, mm-hmm. I mean, did you just stay in like the Pittsburgh area or did you kind of go to like other states and like travel?
So my team, shout out River City Venom. we were like a local team. So we gathered a couple school districts in Western PA. Okay. And so when we gathered these kids, like there was a ton from like NA, which is North Allegheny, Pine Richland, Mars, which is another school a bunch of kids go here from, and just like a couple others. And we would travel mostly to Ohio, but we've been to like New York, like West Virginia for tournaments, okay. Like as well as PA. But yeah, we would, it was a great time. Like if I could go back and play like for them again, like I totally would. Like they're my second family. They're awesome. So yeah.
Wow. Great. So what was your favorite memory from your early days of playing softball?
Oh, gosh. Probably with everything with my travel team, I'm going to be honest. Like, high school was great. It was a bit different. Just, like, the vibes and everything. Because you just have a ton of girls from different team, like, travel teams all together.
Yeah.
And the friendships I made there were great. But overall, my travel team, like, takes the cake on everything. So a couple memories. We played down in Columbus. We played the World Series, got third place there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. I had a blast. We played at, it's called Lieberliner Field, or I don't know, but there was like maybe like 30 fields at this complex in the middle of Columbus.
Oh yeah, that's like right off like the highway, mm-hmm. right, with all those fields.
Yes, wow. It's crazy. Like I have never been to a place just like that. I'm like, what in the world? Like there are so many people here. Like we would have a game and be like, okay, if you're at field one at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock, you're at field 36. I'm like, what?
Wow.
So we had to stretch all the way down, and like most of them are turf fields, so they'd have a turf infield, grass outfield, or it'd be all turf.
Yeah.
But that was a fun one. We've played a couple in Canfield that were a blast. So like just overall, those girls were like my family. So, and the coaches too, like they really inspired me on the softball side. To answer the second part of your question, yeah, they really pushed me. They knew my limits. I mean, they just. That's when I knew I wanted to play college.
Yeah.
Like when I started playing for them, so that was maybe, when was that, like 10th grade? I was like, okay, let me play college.
All right.
And so they were like, yeah, that. So they like pushed me hard. Like they, it was great. They were very supportive. So.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah. Like going back, like I played AAU for I think 2 years, and it's funny because I mean, yeah, like I loved all like my high school teammates, like still like great friends, like best friends to this day, but. If I never played travel basketball, I never would have met like my actual like best friend like since day one. So it's crazy like what like playing like travel sports can, you know, do for you. And also too, I mean, you play against some great competition.
Oh yeah, definitely. It just the vibes are absolutely different from like school to just travel, because I mean, you stay in a hotel for a whole weekend. That was us. So like we would have our tournaments would be from Friday to Sunday. And so we would play like maybe 6 games in a day on Sunday when it's like elimination.
Wow.
Like I don't know how I did it. Yeah. Maybe I was just young. So like maybe that kind of powered me through it, but like it was crazy. Like you would have to like pop ibuprofen and just like go to another game. It was crazy. I don't know if that was like your experience in basketball. Like I don't know much about basketball, but yeah, I don't know if you had the same thing with playing like multiple games at once.
Yeah, yeah. The multiple games definitely was very tiring. I mean, like, so, I mean, I run my own summer basketball league, like 3-on-3, and we kind of do like the same thing. Like we play multiple games a day. We are older now, so, you know, it does kind of wear our body down. I mean, I know this past summer, it was like the hottest week of the year. So we were all like destroyed, but I mean, like kind of like looking back on, I mean, when you're little, like you just kind of just go.
Yeah.
You don't really realize it.
Mm-hmm. You're like a ball of energy. Like, I could never now. Like, it's crazy.
I know. No, it's wild. So, did you play any other sports growing up aside from, like, gymnastics and softball?
Not really. I mean, I just, with being on the travel team, being on the North Allegheny team as well, like, it took up most of my time because softball is, like, all year round.
Yeah.
I mean, most people won't notice it because, like, you're putting the work in inside. Like, people don't know that. I mean, all they see is, oh, springtime, like, MLB season, like, ah, school season. Like, but it's all the way around. Like, you train nonstop. And, I mean, other than that, like, gymnastics was just, that was a long time ago. So, I wouldn't even count that. But, you know, just staying active, I'd say, like, is what I've done, like, in the past. Just doing CrossFit, anything like that. So, yeah.
Wow. So, what was your high school softball experience like? Starting from your freshman year to like your senior year.
Oh, okay. My freshman year, I played JV, and I was told that if I played well enough, I would be like a middle person. So I would like may play in some varsity games, or I'd just like play JV. So my freshman year, I just played junior varsity, and that was the best time of my life. I mean, it was just like, oh yeah, whatever. Like there was no pressure. Like you would just like have fun with your buddies. The coach was great. My sophomore year, I made varsity. I was an outfielder for them. And so I played a lot of the games. And then, like, we made it to, I'm trying to remember, that so long ago. We made it to states that year.
Wow.
Okay. So we came second in our, like, division. It's called the WPIAL, Whippy Old is kind of what we call it. It's kind of like the, you guys have, like, D1 schools here.
Yeah.
It's very similar to that. So, we came second in like the championship game, and then we got like an automatic bid to states.
Wow.
And so went to states and everything. That was fun. Lost the first game, but it's all right. I mean, just the experience of that. We traveled like maybe 4 or 5 hours to the game. It was middle of PA, like cows everywhere. Like you wouldn't even, you're like, where am I? But yeah, that was fun. My junior year was COVID.
Yeah.
So my entire season was canceled. We were supposed to go to Disney to play at the ESPN, like the sports complex
like the
there.
Yeah, like the World of Sports.
Yep, we were supposed to play there. And the school shut down a week before we were supposed to leave.
Wow.
And so that kind of was like, oh, well, it stinks. Like,
yeah.
And so then senior season, it was good. We made playoffs, didn't win a championship, but just the experience was good. Yeah.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah, I know. Even like, like that time was crazy because I know that was like the end of my junior basketball season, but our season ended like right before COVID started. Yeah. And then, you know, those spring sports started to like pick up and everything, everything just got canceled.
Yeah. Like we were training all year round. Like it was hard at NA. Like it was difficult, the practices and everything. So we would practice like since like right after Christmas, we would just start for our season.
Yeah.
And then we found out maybe what in March, I think that was like kind of like the month that it happened. Yeah. And everyone was like, we've been training for like 3 months and now our season's canceled. But yeah, that was definitely something else.
I know, even like the chance to go play like at like the Disney World.
Oh yeah. Like, I was so hyped for that. I was like, this is going to be so much fun. And then they were like, yeah, no. So actually, yeah.
Wow. Crazy. So throughout your time, did you play against any like, you know, high profile, like softball players or like kind of like D1 players?
Yeah. So, my sophomore year, when we went to States, there was a girl on my team. She was committed as a sophomore to go to Pitt and play softball.
Wow. Okay. As a sophomore, it's crazy because I thought when she's like a junior, aren't you?
Yeah,
allowed
junior,
to...
you were allowed to, but she was just like phenomenal.
Yeah,
she was insane, and she also played basketball for NA.
Wow.
So she ended up actually not playing softball in college. She went to, where'd she go? I think she went to Dayton or in Ohio school at least. Play basketball.
Wow.
Play D1 basketball, and I was like, you're incredible at softball, but also at basketball. Like this is insane.
Yeah.
The girl was amazing. My senior year, I played against a catcher that's now at Pitt, a catcher that's now at James Madison University.
Okay.
A pitcher that pitches for Boston College, I think, still.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Wow.
I don't know if she's still there. And then we went to States the sophomore year. I didn't play against her, but my couple of the other girls did. The girl, the pitcher for this other team, now pitches at like South Carolina. I think. So I'm like, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, so, it's insane.
Yeah. So definitely played against some great competition for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I'm sure just like seeing like those players, like, you know, it kind of like, I guess, how do I say it? Kind of like it improved your, like, you know, skills.
Just being like exposed to them. I mean, I don't remember if I did well against them. I mean, probably not, but like, I don't know, just like to be exposed to those players, like see how much work and time they put in, how they deliver on the field. Like that kind of like inspired me more to be like, oh, like this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we played against a bunch of my buddies play for like D3 schools and D2 schools. So like, it's not like D1 level, but still like we all put the time in, put the work in, and we just didn't want to go the D1 level. So
right. And also too, like that's cool how all of your friends like also play like D3, like D2.
Yeah.
Because I feel like within like certain friend groups, like people are kind of like, all right, like I'll probably just, you know, go to school and stuff. But you know, the fact that like, you guys love softball is like awesome. So like,
oh yeah,
and I'm sure you guys have like similar stories or similar kind of experiences of like what's like going on.
Yeah, my one buddy plays for Allegheny College, and okay. So every time I play against her, like she plays shortstop for them. It's so funny. Like I hit a double against them, and she like is like pushing me off the base, and like the umpire's like, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "Oh, we know each other. It's fine." Like,
wow. It
was hilarious. But like playing against my friends, they're fun too. A couple of the girls I played travel with, they were a bit younger than me, but they play actually from Muskegon and Ohio Northern now. So it'd be fun to go against them again. See their faces, say hi, and
Yeah, and also too, like, it's great, like, seeing them, like, after, like, the game, I'm sure, like, catching up, like,
oh yeah,
how are you doing and stuff.
It's great, like, yeah. Like, I haven't seen these girls in, like, what, maybe 2 years, 3 years, so wow. Just, like, catching up to them and being like, oh my gosh, like, you're so old. And then it makes me feel old.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you experienced that, but, like, being a senior, like, our freshman class, we have a huge freshman class, and I'm like, I remember being in their shoes. Like, yeah. This is crazy.
I know. It's definitely crazy how fast time goes by.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what was the recruiting process like for you coming out of high school, and what ultimately led you to choosing John Carroll?
Yeah. So the recruiting process was a bit different with COVID and all. So it was a bit difficult to have coaches come out to at least high school games.
Yeah.
So most girls get recruited through travel ball, and that's how I found my way to John Carroll. He doesn't coach here anymore, but the guy who recruited me is the head coach at Otterbein now for their softball program.
Okay.
He recruited my whole class, and so he found me at, like, one of the tournaments and was like, hey, like, are you interested? And wow. I was like, yeah. So, like, I had no idea what John Carroll was. Like, no idea. Being from, like, Western PA, I was like, oh, okay, like, sure, like, let me check it out.
Yeah.
And, like, it was in that, like, weird phase of COVID that, like, half the stuff was shut down, like, half wasn't.
Yeah.
So, like, I met with, like, the head coach that I had my freshman year for my visit. And she was like, oh, like, hi, this is the campus. And, like, it was dead. Like, no one was out.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, okay, this is nice. Like,
yeah.
But, like, I fell in love right when we pulled up to the gate. And that was kind of, like, my moment of, like, yeah, this is where I'm going to go. Which was kind of nice because I'm like, well, I don't know how I feel about any of the other schools. Like,
yeah.
I was looking at, like, Penn State just for fun. Like, yeah. I wouldn't play there, but, like, I was looking there, like, Westminster, which is also in PA.
Okay.
I looked at Allegheny. But, yeah, John Carroll, once I came, I was like, you know what, this is my home. And so I committed here. So that was nice.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I feel like, you know, just, like, it's kind of hard, like, knowing where you want to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, once, like, you know right away, and then you're kind of, like, set.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's funny, too, that you mentioned that, because even with, like, COVID, like, I know I had a lot of coaches, like, emailing me saying, hey, like, send me, like, your schedule so I could watch it, like, the live stream.
Yeah.
I'm like, which is crazy.
You're like, okay, well, then what are you going to do? Like, email me again? Like, it was,
yeah.
It was such a weird time for recruiting. And a bunch of coaches came out to, like, giant, like, softball, like, tournaments, like, whether it's in, like, Canfield, we did some, like, at Cedar Point, so,
okay.
Like, a bunch of coaches came there, but, yeah, like, I just got an email, and they're like, hey, like, we're interested in you, and I got a phone call, and I was like, okay, let me check the school out, and
yeah.
So I checked it out, and I was like, this is it, so, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and, like, the one thing that was so, like, crazy to me was, like, how, like, these, like, coaches find you. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know over COVID, like, I was pushing out, like, a ton of the just emails, just, like,
oh,
just
yeah,
showing
same.
Out, like, my tape. But it's, like, when you first get, like, that, like, text or, like, that first, like, feeling, you're like, all right, cool. Like, I don't know what to do from here. But, like,
yeah, you're like, you get, like, I have first, no idea.
Yeah, like, when you get, like, your first one, you're like, all right, like, I'm not sure, like, what's next. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, definitely a, like, great feeling because it kind of shows, like, all the hard work that you definitely put
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just weird. Just, like, because I know a bunch of girls did this too. Like, you would go to a place and they would take, like, a video of you playing. It wasn't even, like, a real game. It was, like, they would hit you ground balls.
Wow.
And, like, it's out there. Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, my recruiting video is out there. And so I just sent that. And I'm like, hey, like, my name's Kendall. I gave a short, like, brief about myself. And I'm
yeah.
like, here's what I'm interested in. And then I just sent it. So, like,
yeah.
that, like, I know exactly what you mean. Just, like, sending emails, like, and then when you finally get that one, you're like, oh, something's actually going on. Like,
yeah, you're like, yes, they finally took the time, went through
yep.
it. So everything always works out for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what was the biggest adjustment transitioning from playing, like, high school softball to college softball?
Yeah, I would just say, like, the games in general. We play 2 7-inning games.
Okay.
Back to back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
you guys play back-to-back. I thought
oh,
it was
yeah.
just, like, one, and you're done.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
It is back-to-back. My freshman year at Carroll, we played a lot of games, and a lot of – when we played, we were very competitive. That was, like, one of the better teams like throughout my years here. I mean, this year is going to be incredible. I'm really excited for that.
Okay.
But my freshman year, we would like, it would be like one run games and we would go all the way to the 14th inning. Like, it was insane. We would play 7 extra innings. And then it would be like, oh, guess what? You have to play another game on top of that.
Wow. So, like, those games, I'm sure, probably took, like, 4 to 5
hours. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm there. Like, in the spring, I'd say, like, a normal game day, I'm there for at least, like, maybe 5 to 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, because, I mean, every game lasts around 2 hours, if you really think about
it.
Yeah. But, yeah, it depends. Like, if you go extra, though, like, keep adding on minutes.
Wow.
Like, there's really no time limit with college. That was the one thing. I mean, high school, you played 1 7-inning game, and then you were done.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was the biggest adjustment, I'd say. And then the pitching in general, like, being able to, like, adjust to that. Like, high school was very competitive with pitching, but when you get to the collegiate level, like, you're playing, like, against seniors that are pitching.
Yeah.
And, like, the amount of, like, ball movement they have, the spin on it, is just unreal. And so, that was the one thing that I adapted, like, as a hitter that way. So, I mean, everything else is kind of the same. Fielding, like, mechanics for hitting is kind of the same. But, like, it's just, like, being exposed to different people. So,
yeah, because, I mean, kind of going back to it, like, those seniors, they have tons of, like, experience on them. Played in a ton of games. And then, you know, Trump's, like, your first at-bat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I'm like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, so, like, what was, like, your first, like, at-bat, like, do you, like, remember that?
Yeah, I do. So, for the season, we play a fall season before that, but that's kind of not included in our stats. So, yeah. My first true at-bat for the season was down in Florida. We went for our spring break trip. And so, I got put in, I believe, like, the second game.
Okay.
So they were like, oh, like, let's see what you can do. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I have to admit, like, it was definitely, like, it was exciting, but, like, you get, like, the jitters there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I don't want to mess this up. Like, let me just hit. So there was definitely some mind games in that play, like, playing with me. But overall, like, it was a good experience, I'd say. I think I got a single out of it. I don't know.
Nice.
Or probably a walk. My freshman year, I walked a ton. Like, it's, I think, I know it's in my stats somewhere, but, like, I think I walked, like, 22 times.
Jeez.
Yeah. We had this girl on our team that was, like, 6'1".
Okay.
She was our first baseman. And our coach would put her, like, in the middle of the lineup, maybe, like, 6th or 7th, and then put me directly after. So that whole strike zone changed drastically.
Yeah.
So the pitchers, like, I mean, I felt bad for them. I was like, imagine having to pitch against a 6'1" girl, and then here comes me, 5 foot, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? So I got walked a ton. So I was, like, living for it, because I was like, the amount of time, I'm like, I just need to get on base,
because
I know I could score. So I was like, let me get on base any way possible.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also, too, I mean, having, like, your first at-bat in Florida is, like, pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. It was so cool. And then when we came back, I had a couple more. And then, like, OAC started. And that was, like, okay, like, this is it. Like, this is the true competition. I mean, like, the people we play in Florida is great. Like, great teams down there. The programs are good. The players are good. But, like, something about the OAC is different. Like, there's just whole, like, man, it's conference play. So everything's heightened, like everyone's excited to play, like, and you have to win. Like, there's this, like, whole grit about it. I don't know. I love it. It's a great atmosphere to be in.
Wow.
So
I guess those teams in Florida, those, like, teams count as, like, your actual games, right?
Yeah.
Or are those, like, practice?
No, those are games. So they're on our record. So
awesome.
Yeah, like, there's kind of, like, you have to win those too. But something just about, like, OEC, it's like,
yeah.
It's unreal.
I mean, playing against, like, your, like, rival, I mean, there's no better feeling than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, even as a freshman, like, I had no idea who our rival was, because I didn't even know, like, John Carroll existed.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, OAC, like, I have no idea who's in it.
Yeah.
And so, like, listening to, like, my upperclassmen, they're like, oh, yeah, we hate Mount. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
I had nothing against Mount, but I was like, all right, now. And, like, ever since I've been there, I'm just like, I don't like Mount.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the values and, like, kind of just, like, I don't know, beliefs of the team, I guess, you, like, kind of you kind of endure, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, I don't like you.
Yeah. Wow, great. So you hit your first collegiate home run in 2023, correct?
Yes.
So take us through that moment and what was going through your mind as you were going through like those bases?
So what's actually funny is that I hit it against Mount.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were at Mount my sophomore year. Yeah, 2023, that's my sophomore year. And we played, it was the second game, I think, if I'm sure I remember. They won the first game. I think we were down by a couple runs. And some of the bat, I'm like, okay, like I have a runner at one. I was like, I need to get a hit here.
Yeah.
Because it's like you just try to move the runner over. That's your main priority. Like, I mean, yeah, you want to be safe, but like you need to move the lead runner over. And I don't remember much about it, about the count or anything. I know like their pitcher, they just switched their pitcher. Mount has a great pitcher, Kendall Cahill, I think her name is. Yeah,
Okay.
her name's Kendall. Yeah, Kendall. And she's incredible. Like one of the greatest pitchers in the OACs. Like this season, like since she's been, I think she's a junior now. So since
Wow.
she's been there, she's been dominant. Like she's great. They changed her out for the second game, and so we got a new girl. And I'm just like, okay, like let me see what you got. And so
Yeah.
I think it was like a, I think it was like 2-1 or something. And I was like, okay, a pitch is coming. And so I just remember hitting it. And I'm like, okay, like that felt pretty good. Like,
Yeah.
I know I hit off the good part of the bat, and I was like, all right, let me book it the first. So I'm running, and I'm like seeing out the corner of my eye that the left fielder just booking it to the fence, and I'm just like, okay, like I hit this pretty good.
Yeah.
And then all I see is my teammate. I don't know who it was. She was like trying to tag up on first, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like
Yeah.
the girl's booking it to the fence.
Yeah.
And there was like no way like she was gonna catch it. Like I definitely hit like a line drive or something. And so I'm like screaming, I'm like, go, like what are
Yeah.
you doing? Like
Yeah.
I look like a crazy person, probably. Like my first base coach is probably like, why is she screaming?
Yeah.
Like I'm like screaming at the girl in front of me. I'm like, go, like that's hit. And it wasn't until I rounded first that I saw it was over. Like the left fielder just stopped and just looked, and everyone
Yeah.
was, and I just saw like the ump like do the rotation,
Wow.
like the home run signal, and I was like, oh my gosh. So like I flung my arms up. I was like, oh, it's so
Yeah.
exciting. And everything kind of just went to a blur. I'm not gonna lie, rounding
Yeah.
second and third, and like coming home to see like all of my teammates, it's probably the best feeling ever, like for any softball baseball player, like hitting a home run and just seeing all the people you care about and like that support you hyped for like your success.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is great. And I was rounding it, and I was like, okay, well, I gotta do like a little celly. I gotta do a celebration.
All right.
one of my other teammates, she like hit the gritty like for her first home
All right,
run.
hey, there we
And I
go.
was like, all right, like I can't take hers.
Yeah.
So this is like kind of sidetracked, but like I'm a big hockey fan.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
As well.
Okay.
So one of the other things they do is like a bow and arrow. I don't know if you've
Yeah,
seen
yeah,
it.
yeah.
So I literally did a bow and arrow to home. Like I literally just pulled back and I was like, yeah, I was like so hyped.
That is sick.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
I think I have it on my phone or whatever, and I watch it back and I was like, I don't think I would do that again.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it was awesome. It's such an incredible feeling.
Wow. And I mean, like, even to like rounding third and seeing all of like your, friends like just waiting for you. That's, I mean, that is just
Oh
awesome.
yeah. And I think we ended up winning the game. Yeah, I believe so. And it like was the first time in like years since John Carroll beat Mount Union in a
Wow.
game. And I was like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like it all started like my friend got on first, I hit the home run, and then like our batch just came alive. I think we scored maybe like 7 runs that inning. It was insane. But I mean, we always talk about it like at practices, but like once one person gets a hit, like the train just keeps on going. So
yeah. It just takes that one hit, and then it just changes the rest of the game.
Oh yeah, because everyone gets hyped for it.
Yeah,
and then everyone's like, "All right, I can hit this pitcher." So
wow, mm-hmm. Awesome. So how do you prepare mentally and physically for like your games?
Yeah, so I'm a very superstitious person.
Okay,
very. So ever since freshman year, I've done the same hairstyle. And that, like, it sounds weird to, like, non-softball people, like,
yeah.
But I've done the same hairstyle, and it's just, like, 2 braids and then into a ponytail. I do it every game. I don't change it up. And if I do, like, my whole, like, my whole mood is off. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be braided. And then stuff that I do, I have a whole routine before I go up to bat. So that kind of keeps me grounded, like clears my head and everything. One thing that I've been doing since my freshman year that has kind of just like improved over time. I say a prayer right before I go up to bat. And then right before like I like step in the box, I like roll my shoulders. It sounds stupid, but I roll my shoulders, and it's just a way for me to absolutely clear my head and focus on one pitch at a time.
Yeah,
so that's, like, some things I do mentally. I've listened to music. I'm that one person in the locker room with the headphones on, jamming out to a playlist.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's that. And then when I get to the field, I always, like to have a great time. Like, play loose, like, play fun. That's kind of my thing, so.
Yeah, which is like, most important. Like, I feel over my time, like, I realized, like, you just got to have fun with it. Just take all that pressure off. That's so cool that, like, you say, like, a prayer, like, you know, like before you go up. Like
yeah, that. Our team does, we have a few rituals as a team all together. So we do a little chant for John Carroll or whatever we do, like, screaming and stuff.
Yeah.
But then before each game, like, we all get in a huddle and we all pray. So that's, like, one thing that kind of keeps us grounded. And it's, like, you know, thanks, just, like, the opportunity for us to play is great. And whether we win or lose, we're all here together. So that's some things.
Awesome. Yeah, I know, like, a few weeks ago, I went to go watch one of my former coaches. Shout out Coach Nick. If you guys haven't seen that episode, go watch the one with Coach Nick. Love that guy. He's awesome. But so I went to go watch one of his games. And I guess they're both private schools. But, I mean, throughout, like my time in high school, like never really did any prayers, like, as, like, a team or anything like that.
Same
because,
with me.
Like, you know, I guess, like, you know, people have, like, different, like religions and stuff, so can't really do that. But I know, like, whenever, like, they did, like, the starting lineups, I'd always make the sign of the cross, like, instead of doing a handshake. That was the one thing I always did. But it was cool because after the game, like, both teams came together and prayed. Like, I've never, like, seen that, like, even with, like, private schools or, like, public schools. So that was, like, really cool. That was one thing. Like, I think I was talking about it with, like, my parents. I was like, that was so cool. Like, I've never, like, seen that after a game. Usually you just shake hands, go back to, like, the locker room. But doing that, I feel like prayer is a lot more, like, common nowadays within, like, sports, which is great to see.
Yeah, no, definitely. Here at John Carroll, I know a lot of kids are, like, involved with, like, the church services here. So, I mean, it's great to have, like, one of our freshmen I go to church with every Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it just, like, it creates bonds. And, like, I mean, therefore, like, it translates into the game. Yeah. Like, it's just... I don't know, just the opportunity to play every day, it's great, so.
Yeah, so is there one song that you always end off on, or is it always random?
I'm a big rock girly, so
okay.
I always, my walk-up songs the past 2 years have been by Motley Crue.
Okay.
So that kind of always, like, I always listened to them before. I listened to a lot of Def Leppard, AC/DC, Metallica. Right. I mix it up. I mean, I have to, like, each day's different, so I can't end on the same song. I mean, but it's, I listen to the same, like, 4 songs every day, so, like, I mean, I just try to mix it up.
Wow, awesome. So last season, you batted .346, which is incredible. So what do you think contributed to your success at the plate?
Yeah, it's just the number. I mean, I try not to think about it because it's a mind game. Softball is such a mind game. It's a game of failure. Same with baseball. So just having a clear head, like, every at-bat's a new at-bat, a new opportunity to help your team out. I mean, for me, last year, I know if I got on, I'd score. So that's like one thing that like at least me and like my one the other senior on the team, Kaylin O'Deli, shout out, she's awesome. She's an amazing player. And we had very similar stats, and we just knew, like, if both of us got on, like, there was a good chance either one of us would score. So, yeah, I mean, success of the plate, just practicing a ton, getting the reps in, doing every practice like it's a game. Like, that's the one thing that I've learned over the years. Like, the harder I practice, the more it will translate over. And then just having, like, a quick mindset to adjust.
Yeah.
I mean, there was games, like, that I struck out, like, multiple times. And I was like, well, crap. This stinks. So, I mean, it's just, it's difficult to come back from that. I mean, and just having that quick mindset to be like, okay, like, that one's over. That at-bat's over.
Yeah.
Let's start a new one. So, that's, I don't know. I guess that kind of, that definitely contributed to my success at the plate. But my teammates, too, like, they... Without their support, without their help, like, I owe everything to them. Like, they are just, there's nights I would go to the cage and, like, my friend would just soft toss. Like, my teammate would soft toss. My coach, like, our assistant coach would stay after and soft toss to us. Like, anything, and I like current coaches now. Like, they are amazing. Like, I'm so happy my senior year that I have two great, like, role models and coaches that I can look up to.
Yeah.
They're just so caring. They take the time to really get to know us as people too, which is very important in sports. Yeah, so it's just, they take the time, they show the effort, they get excited for your, like, for your big hits. Like, our assistant coach last year, he was so excited. Like, anytime you got, like, a single, you got on, he was jumping, like, running the dugout. Like, I would round first, come back, and just see him. He'd be, like, so pumped. He'd be like, let's go, and, like, coaches like that really just like change the game for players. So
I mean, having a coach like that, that boosts like your confidence and just brings that like good energy, like it's like it just changes like the game, and it, and, you know, it brings like the team like morale, just everyone's just vibes up.
Definitely. I mean, our coaches, your coach Tony, he came from actually Welsh Jesuit High School.
Okay.
So he came from like a Jesuit high school.
High
school. So I don't know much about that school, but his program was great since he's been there. So to have him here and want to like absolutely change our program is like fantastic. I mean, my senior year, like having a great coach, a great assistant coach, our GA is great. She's amazing. Kelsey, she helps us all the time. She took a lot of, she does a lot of work for us like in the fall too. She was here just like running practices when our coach couldn't be here. When our assistant coach is in here, like she actually played for DePauw, and they're in the NCAC. So when we're moving there next year, I know she's gonna be excited to see all of her buddies and stuff. Yeah. But she's just an amazing player. So yeah, back to your like whole question about like success. Like when it comes down to it, you just have to have like a great support system and have a great work ethic, and it'll translate. I mean, it'll come. It might take a bit, but yeah.
Yeah, true. So what do you hope to accomplish in your final season, both on and off the field? Your season is approaching.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like 30 days, right? Close
yeah,
to it?
Yeah, I mean, like the spring break is when we start. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm excited. So softball-wise, definitely want to be all academic OAC again. I was it for actually 2024 too, but okay, they didn't update that.
Oh,
so,
come on.
Yeah, so definitely want to three-peat that. And then my biggest goal this year, I believe I have like 70 career hits maybe with John Carroll.
Wow.
I want to get at least 100.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm shooting for like 150, but like realistically, like I want to get to 100. Like that's just something that like really pushes me. I mean, that's how I performed the last couple of games. I mean, last season I went, what, like 8 for 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew like I gotta help my team, but like when it comes down to it, like I put the work in. Like I wanna do this for myself as well.
Yeah.
So 100 hits, that's something I really wanna have.
Awesome.
And then also just be like all OAC outfielder. That's the one thing I've been shooting for the past couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah, so this year I have a good feeling if I continue playing, and I mean the team too, like we're gonna have a winning season. I know it. I just feel it every practice. Like, the girls are so amazing, so hyped. Like, we are a force to be reckoned with. So, like, I know they're going to probably rank us last just to our, like, due to our previous seasons and stuff, but we got a whole new John Carroll team, so I'm excited.
Awesome. Yeah, I know. Looking forward to the season for sure.
Yeah.
So what are your goals for life after softball, and how has the sport helped prepare you for, like, your future?
Oh, yeah. My goal is to be happy.
Yeah.
And, like, however you define that, it's different for each person. I want to find, like, a job that I truly like. I mean, graduating is a big step, like, for all of us in general. I'm also a first-generation college student.
Wow.
So graduating for my family is a big thing. So I'll do that. And I want to find a good job in Pittsburgh. That's where I'm from. So going back home. And then softball, I want to try to be an assistant coach, or at least a coach for, like, whether it's my old travel program or for, like, a school. Like, I want to help youth trying to, like, or give them the same experience that I've had, like, the past couple of years. And
yeah,
I don't know. I love teaching girls, like, softball, just, like, life lessons too. I mean, the game, any sports team that you play on, any game has very, like, valuable life lessons that a lot of people don't see. And it translates right into the workforce, like being able to adapt on the fly, time management, dedication, like stuff like that, that translates right into it. And like, whether you play collegiate sports or not, like, I mean, you had a AAU experience.
Yeah.
I mean, time management with that, like, I'm sure your games were on the weekends.
Yeah.
And you're balancing school and everything. So like, it's just, that's a one big thing, like, that translate right into the work, like the workforce and everything. But my goal is to be happy, goal is to get a job and to change people's lives. That's once I leave Carroll.
Wow. So, well, yeah. Listen, that's like the best way to put it for sure. Mm-hmm. I know one thing, I definitely wanted to give back with like coaching for sure. I know like as time goes on, I mean, I'm sure I'll find my way into coaching somehow, or or that's coaching like my like little like nieces and nephews and stuff, or helping them with that. So definitely looking forward to that part of my life for sure, because now like once like you see like the game, then you're like, okay, now like I'm able to help other people and kind of give them like advice and kind of be like a mentor for them.
Totally. It's like it changes your point of view on life.
Yeah.
I mean, especially helping others, like being here, John Carroll's all about service. So, like, giving back to the community and everything. And I actually am a president of a club here in Morgan's Message.
Okay.
And so we do a lot of events surrounding mental health with student-athletes.
Right.
And so we put on dedication games for each team. And it's just – it makes awareness of, like, hey, like, you're not the only one in this place. You can reach out to help if you need to. Like, everyone's here to support you. So, I mean, even with that, softball, my academics here, meeting great people, like, you know, I realized, okay, like, I want to, like, help the community. I want to change people's lives. So,
wow. I mean, which is great that, like, you do that, because I see that, like, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, you guys do a great job of just, you know, pushing that stuff out there, pushing, like, the message out there. So, like, is that... Like, I'm sure you do that stuff with, like, the JCU, like, Walk for Mental Health, right?
Yes, yeah. So, we actually pair up with the athletic SAC, JCU SAC, which they are, like, a student committee of athletes that basically just do a bunch of events for athletes. But, yeah, like, within the couple new months of the semester, we definitely just want to reach, like, just beyond student-athletes. I know here at John Carroll, like, I think 75% of our, like, student population is at least, like, has played a sport, a part of a varsity sport, or plays, like, IM sports.
Yeah.
I mean, we all go through the same thing. We're all students, like, first come, like, just the first thing. We're all students, and then we all do these things extra. I mean, and a lot of stuff, like, in our lives, like, put pressures on us and things, and so our goal, I run the club with a bunch of the women's lacrosse players. Right. They're amazing. And our goal this year is just to, you know, branch out from not only the student athlete, but just the student. I mean, we're going to have a ton of events this semester. We're doing more dedication games, some meetings. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
Wow, awesome. Well, that is so awesome that you are, like, like a part of that group. And also too, with a bunch of like other like student athletes and just others like from John Carroll, like in general. I mean, definitely making a difference for sure within the community. And I'm sure you're impacting someone's life that, you know, like you may not realize it, but you know, you're definitely making an impact for sure.
Yeah. Just being that supportive friend that, you know, checks in once in a while.
Yeah. Awesome. So for those that don't know, quote of the episode, always have to end it off with, you know, a quote from someone online, famous person, anything. My past few quotes have been, just like random. I found them off Pinterest, but this one is from Patty Gasso, and it's about softball. Yeah. So, just talk about what this quote means to you, and then ends it off with a quote that you live by every single day.
Oh, okay.
If you can think of one.
Yeah, I have to pull up my phone.
So the quote is: when you dive into college softball, your life is changing dramatically, and you've got to be ready for that. It's not easy, and it's frustrating, and there's a lot of hard about it. Life needs to be hard in order for you to know how to be triumphant.
Yeah. I mean, Patty Gasso, legend. Like, coaches at Oklahoma, three-time national champs, three-peated. It's insane. Yeah. The amount of support, love, and hard work she shows to her players, like, I mean, you watch their games online, on TV, when it's being streamed, like, it's clearly seen. Like, you can tell that everyone at Oklahoma loves to be at Oklahoma. And that quote is, it's so true. I mean, it's even beyond softball, too. Like, anything, any sports, like, that you play, like, it's hard. And I love that kids are, younger kids, too, that are involved with sports, get exposed to different pressures like this. I mean, in the moment, it's probably, like, very stressful. But, like... Yeah. Looking back at it, like, all this stuff that I've been through, at least here at John Carroll, like, it's just such a learning experience. And if I'm, like, so prepared to go into the real world, like, I mean, I'm going to have a coach that screams at me. Like, I'm going to have a boss that screams at me. Like, like, it's just, you have to be pushed in order to succeed. So, yeah, that quote's great.
Wow. Awesome. So, what's a quote that you live by every single day? Oh,
gosh. I just found this quote from, like, over the break, and I really liked it because it reminded me of, like, senior year, and it's actually, it's from Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
I don't remember it, like, off by heart, but it's, like, stuff, like, it's, like, you experience things so special, it's so hard to say goodbye. I mean, my time here, like, I'm sure you could say your time here, your friends, like, professors that like really care for you, like my softball experience here, my coaches, my current coaches, my teammates that I've had like throughout the 4 years, like it's gonna be so hard to say goodbye, like leaving, just I don't know, it's such a feeling that I'm like not looking forward to at the end, but I know that like it's just one phase in my life that has to come to an end. So yeah, that's the one quote I live by. I definitely botched that quote. Like, it's definitely not, like, word for word. But, yeah, it's – I have it printed up in my room. Wow. I should know it by now. I should know
Come on,
but,
Kendall.
It's just – it's from Winnie the Pooh. It's crazy. Like, I've never – I think I saw it on TikTok the one day. And I was like, oh. I was like, this is so true.
Yeah, even –
like, for any phase in life.
Even with, like, Instagram Reels. Like, I think I saw, like, someone, like – liked, you know, like a Winnie the Pooh thing, and it was about like those experiences. So I was like, I swear, like I've heard something like that before.
I mean, it's all over TikTok, but but yeah, that's the one quote I live by.
Wow, awesome. Well, that'll do it for this episode. Kendall, thank you again for hopping on.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
That was awesome. Hopefully you had a great time. Make sure to share it with family, friends, leave a like, leave a comment, leave some feedback on the ratings too, because I'm sure I could see those somehow. But thank you for all the love and support. Kendall has always shown a ton of support to this. So, you know, even though I'm doing this for fun, just out of pure love and joy, I love hearing, you know, like, I love hearing, like, your story. I love hearing other stories. And it's one thing that, you know, will last forever, because once this is, like, online, generations will be able to see this, hopefully, down the line, show it to, you know, my like future kids one day, so they get to see all these cool experiences, and it's definitely going to be cool to look back on. So thank you for being a part of this journey with me.
Yeah, thank you.
So that'll do it, but we'll see you in the next one, Tuesdays, hopefully at noon. So we'll see you then. Peace.
Peace.